All right, let's pray and go to work. Father, we thank you this morning for this impartation. We yield to the Holy Spirit and to the Word of God. Give us the harmony that we need to understand what the Spirit is saying to us in ministry, that we can build our ministries properly. We thank you for a fresh anointing, a fresh wisdom, fresh fear of the Lord as we study together. And as this impartation goes forward, give me the right words to speak that will bring these ministries into advancement. We thank you for your presence. We thank you. We give you all the glory and all the honor as we step off into the apostolic understanding of ministries, that this mantle, this anointing can be on every minister that is connected to LTMA. We thank you right now. The changes that need to be made in ministry are being made. We are not afraid. We are bold about it. Tradition have held us down for a long time. Organization have held us down for a long time. But in this season, this time, when we have to be on our toes and to train people properly, we give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. And we will pray without ceasing, seeking your face, that the Holy Spirit can help us bring your ministry, your vision, where you want them to be. I pray for every man, every woman on this line, whatever calling that you have on their line this morning, that it be touched with a stirring fire, with rivers of water flowing and the wind blowing, and that we all may be able to hear through all the noise that still small voice. We thank you now for pastors and evangelists and prophets and apostles, of the whole fivefold ministry gifts. We thank you for churches that is in the LTMA, that they are learning the steps to train God's people how to be go into the realm of maturity. Help us to see how to mature ourselves that we can preach maturity. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to talk about maturing in ministry properly. Maturing in ministry properly. We have in Ephesians 4, make a note of it, 7 through 16, 19 insights about ministry assignment. 19 insights about ministry assignment. I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 11 through 13. I will read that because it's right in the heart of what God is doing in the LTMA, and it could go unnoticed if you're not in the Spirit. Just I want to ask a few questions that I think can impart revelation to us. Why is there so many loose ministries? Why are there so many failing ministries? Why are there so many ministries that look successful and not successful? And then the question is asked, and every minister should want to hear this question, why God's people going through the same hardship of the world, including ministry? That's not going to happen here. I want you to listen. I want you to be prayerful. I want you to be mature. Don't be like a little child when something says it that cuts you. That's for a reason. We got maturing in ministry properly is so important to these times, because we cannot, an immature church is not going to make it. We're here in 2 Corinthians, and let me make a note to you. 1 Corinthians 2 and 2 Corinthians 12 are the backdrop or the background or the foundation for where we should be walking at this time. And then Ephesians 4, 7 through 16 give us our total assignment, what we're supposed to be doing. And first of all, let me say it this way. 19 spiritual steps of maturity that is found in Ephesians 4. And God give us the grace to bring people into those 19 fulfillment. But I wrote a note to myself, we must go through them first. So ministry has to mature before the church can mature. And ministry has not matured and cannot mature because of a lack of understanding of the apostolic ministry, including myself. And I think God got us right in the middle of it. Over these 48 years, I've been down many trenches. I had the sign of an apostle. I got proof of apostleship. And that's what you always want to look for. We're going to read the scripture in a few minutes. But I wrote another note, trying to bring people into submission and maturity that you have not been through because of the absence of divine order, not by choice, now get me wrong, but by deception. It had been a deception to the fivefold ministry gift with organization, structures, and a whole lot of things going on, a whole lot of money thing going on, trying to survive. We don't have that. We don't put no pressure on you by none of that. We want you to grow into your apostolic mantle or setting. Now, let me read this scripture because not on that scripture. I want to put note so you can do study. We say Ephesians 4:7-16. I wrote another scripture I want you to have. Matthew 16:13-19. That's talking about the keys, and by revelation, properly using the keys in your ministry. Using the keys properly, developing the saints properly, having a proper understanding of ministry in the midst of total confusion. My job as an apostle of Jesus Christ, both to you and in the school of ministry, to teach you on the apostolic ministry so we can get it in divine order. Something going to be revealed here this morning that's going to be shocking to the whole world of ministers. If they get a hold of it, they're going to flip out. They're not going to even understand what happened to them. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11, in my little Bible, it says the signs of an apostle. You suppose you're wearing the same sign I'm wearing. If you connected to me, I don't believe in a one-way street. I don't believe it's just one person get blessed. Everybody's supposed to get blessed. If you're doing the same thing, same God. So here in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 11, the Apostle Paul has to somewhat defend his ministry, false apostles, because they are not on his level, bring accusation and upset, because he's leading people to a higher level. And so the critics may come and they may some things, but we can't worry about that. That's part of pioneering. That's part of trailblazing. But I want you, I have a total successful ministry. I'm at total peace. I'm not worried. I'm not confused. I'm not fighting. So that anointing, I want every person connected to me, I want them wearing that same anointing. That's why God have us dealing with wealth and health, because it hasn't been touched. We're just going down the line with everybody else. So as a pioneer, I go down there and cut a tree down, wrong tree. Cut another tree down, wrong tree. Keep coming down until I get the right tree. And so that's what we're doing now. It's called pioneering. It's called pace setter. All our congregation that is in this organization should be healthy and wealthy. Or wealthy and healthy, because they get the money for it. Wealthy and healthy. And we need to train the people that not to die ahead of time, et cetera. But the only way we're going to do that is we follow these patterns of Ephesians 4, Matthew 16, where Jesus gave us the key, and then this passage I'm about to read now. I'm telling you, he's going to show you something that will flip you out. In 11th verse of 2 Corinthians 12, 11, I am become a fool in glory. You have compelled me. In other words, I gotta tell you who I am now. You keep asking my question about credentials and stuff. Let me tell you, for I ought to have been commended of you, because I had to prove that. For in nothing am I behind the various chiefest apostles. And then he says, though I be nothing. See, he's flip-flopped from the spirit realm back to the natural. I am what I am because of the call on my life. All right. So now, true to the sign, verse 12, of an apostle was wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. All right, then he says this in verse 13. The MVBs have been trying to train y'all not to be broke, trying to train y'all how to sow seeds that can cause your ministry to grow. That's the only way you're going to get there financially and don't have all them puzzling factors with people. And in this 13 verses right there, but what is it wherein you were inferior to other churches? What the Apostle Paul spoke, why churches were inferior to other churches. Look what he said.
Wow.
Look what he said. And this is exactly what I'm doing. I'm permitting the MVBs to do it and permitting people to lead y'all in the right direction. Because if you don't do it, you're not going to be an apostle. You can't be a broke apostle. You can't have a broke church. You're talking about you got an apostolic church. You got to be flowing and letting God do what he wants to do. Follow me now. Follow me in love. Follow me. If you fall off your chair, then get back up on it. Because here in the scripture, verse 13, for what is it wherein you are inferior to other churches? Inferior to other churches? What? Except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you. There's a question. Forgive me this wrong. In other words, he's telling them what LTMA is doing right now. The Apostle Paul said he asked the people to forgive him for not doing it, for not letting them sow their way out of all financial dilemma. That's what we're doing. That's why many of y'all are progressing right now. But there's the scripture to deal with. All right, now, also in this maturing in ministry properly, those 19 things that Ephesians 4, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, that we all come to the unity of the faith, come to the knowledge of the Son of God, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Those things, I want you to study those 19 things, because that's what ministry is all about. And it's a grace. Now, I'm to teach you line upon line about the apostolic ministry. I think it's vague. It's not out there like it should be. And a lot of ministers who have genuine calling don't know what to do. If you try to go to an organizational structure, you're going to miss the vision. You're going to miss the revelation. You're going to miss the leading of the Holy Spirit. Now, me as your apostle, I came through the lessons that I needed to learn to be here to be able to impart to you. I've been down the ditches, been down the field, and learned how that ministers will turn their back on you when you want to go higher. They all want to keep you on the same level. We have no level. You got to keep going, keep going, keep growing, keep going. But there's so much to know and so much to understand. Now, apostles are set in the church by God first. That's so important. God is a God of order, and his word said that apostolic ministry is first. Now, when he says first, it's divine order. It's divine structure. It's a basketball team. It's a football team. Somebody got to be the leader. I don't know why we think we just can organize in the church, just organize. Well, I ain't going to do this, I ain't going to do it. And a lot of you all didn't have the opportunity to be under an apostle. And now God has given us this change, and I'm real adamant about it because I know some of you are suffering, and you shouldn't be suffering in your ministry. Your ministry should be flowing. You got to go through certain stages. I went through the stages, but by the same token, I always had progress moving some kind of way, some type of progress. So listen to it carefully. We got to get this order. There's a Greek word for this this first time in time, place, order, important, before, at the beginning, chiefly, or first of all. Why are you repeating that? Because we got to grasp that this is not a dictatorship. This is an elevation. This is the divine plan of God. I call the football team, the basketball team, and other sports because they got captain. They got people who lead them. Got people who, and undoubtedly won't make nobody a captain who don't have no experience. How you gonna put a rookie as a captain? All right. Let's hit this statement. If the church is to be successful, we must operate according to the law first thing. Now that's been left out, my brothers and sisters, sons and daughters. If we fail to recognize God's order, we will not receive fullness of blessing in what we do. Now, I made a statement in my early opening. I made a statement that I don't believe that ministries have just walked out of order, not by choice, but by deception. I believe it's one of the deceptive things that Satan used to get the church out of order by sending false apostles, by people calling themselves wearing title and city apostles, and could not minister to people in love, and could not be bold enough to correct people when they need to be corrected, direct people when they need to be directed, protect people when they need to be protected. And that's what God has given to us, and I know I give him all the grace and all the glory. But he says, we have been guilty of overlooking this order because we have either three things have caused us to overlook the office of the divine order that is in Ephesians 4:11. It's a divine order there. It's a divine order. It's a reason. It's a right. It's a revelation. The three things we have been guilty of overlooking this order because we have either not been taught. That's me. I got my hand up. Did not see it clearly. Got my hand up. Simply rejected it. Got my hand up. All three. See, when you don't understand something, what the benefits in or what the backing of God is on it, you look to the organization, you look to tradition, and you'll stay smothered under them and never flourish and never flow and never find out where God wants you to be. That's not going to happen to LTMA. Not being taught, you're being taught. Did not see clearly. I want you to see it clearly. Simply rejecting it. No, you're not going to reject it, because once the Holy Spirit opens up to us, and you know these, I don't know if anybody, but these 19 factors that the Lord called into my attention after about an hour and 30 minutes of prayer that is in Ephesians 4, is what the assignment of all ministry is all about. And you're not going to get there going in circles. You got to have revelations kind of going forward. A good scripture to mark this out is Mark 7:13. It marks what have hindered great men and women from rising. Somebody smothered them. Somebody told them something that it wasn't really what God was saying to them. Mark 7:13, because of the tradition, many would rather call someone a reverend, doctor, a bishop, but very seldom an apostle. You lack all these titles. You set all these titles up and have smothered out the apostolic ministry. And so we got to bring it back, because in this time, it got to be divine order has to be structured properly to deal with the demonic powers that are arising, and the Antichrist, and the activity of God's vengeance is out. See, God's vengeance is not after us, but God got some vengeance out because people disrespected him. God is restoring this ministry to the church and giving us a revelation of its purpose and function. Listen, its purpose and function. Those 19 things that we ought to bring the body of Christ to. I'm teaching on the fear of the Lord. And the Lord revealed to me that's the highest realm in the spirit realm. I said, whoa, higher than wisdom? He said, yes, wisdom takes you there. See, our respect for God is the highest form in the spirit realm. And so I'll teach you more tonight in Bible. I changed it from Bible class to service until I get some of these things out. So God is restoring his ministry to the church, giving us a revelation of his purpose. So we have to have a revelation of LTMA, a revelation of the purpose of all the things that I've been through, and the revelation of why did God do it in another state. Why did God connect you to me? All that's a reason. And I'm back to that scripture in 2 Corinthians 12. I'm not boasting, I'm not glorying, but the office is that. All right? Apostolic ministry is pushed in time. The church was started and pushed through apostolic ministry. And one of the things they did is say, we'll give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. We got to get back to a lot of praying in the spirit. Smith Wigglesworth said that was his success. Kennedy Hagin, that was his success. F.F. Barwood, that was their success. Praying in the spirit. Had a man, I forgot his name, used to get under the bridge and pray hours while another man in town was preaching. So we got to get back to prayer, and I'm going to teach you more about prayer. Prayer is one of the platform of my ministry. I've prayed about an hour and 40 minutes this morning in tongues. You see, it's a platform. It's something about the anointing. So churches need to be bridged and started through apostolic ministry. What we're doing, and listen to me very carefully, because of tradition, religion, and the doctrine of men and organization and all of the thing, what we're doing here at LTMA, there are some churches that were already started, but we're putting the grace of the apostleship on them. See, we didn't start it. I didn't start Dr. Favre Church. But our connection, what was the missing link? He had been with me longer, probably longer than anybody online. The missing link was I walked with him through a lot of things. Now, in walking with you, I probably won't hold your hand because I want you to get jerked sometime. I want you to swing sometime yourself. You must not be smothered. You must be able to go through some things and learn yourself. Are you following me? Mm-hmm. Are you following? Boy, it's time. Come on. It's almost a half hour already. I just start talking. I feel the presence of God. So what we're doing is because of religion and tradition and the doctrine of men, and men set themselves up as high office and got people to join them organization, and church has been kind of stunted. We have to come with this apostolic grace now. My plan is coming back, I think, this month. I'm going to start flying and preaching, you know, and don't get worried about money. I got plenty of money. The idea is I want you all to be, your churches to be on an apostolic setting and have that grace on those churches, all right? Everything has a beginning to produce after its kind, see, the law of Genesis. Apostles are usually the first one to go into a geographical region to preach. What are they going there for? To preach, to establish, and to plant. Now, like I say, we're doing it almost in a reversal, but God got it. Many of y'all have started your ministry and got good ministry. But yet that apostolic grace is coming into those ministries and going to rise up. What has happened already? Rise the level of those ministries up. Yes, I got ministries rising now. Pastors are rising. Bishop rising. It's rising. I mean, you don't know what it is. You got to locate them because they're rising so fast. That's what God wants, and I'm rejoicing over it. But I want everybody, if you pay attention to those who are rising, they're locked in. So watch your brothers and sisters. The one who are rising, they are locked in. They're paying attention, and they're preaching some of the stuff I'm preaching, some of the same thing I'm preaching. That's apostolic. That ain't cutting you back on your calling. That ain't not saying you're not called. They're not putting nobody else no greater than you. It's just the divine order of God. We got to accept that. We can't hear what these outside voices telling us, you know. We can't pay no attention to that. They are trying to hold you in a certain spot. Flow with it. Go with it. Fly with it. It's God doing something in the ministry. They are often first to preach a certain revelation. There it is. Money coming. Huh? Help coming. That God is releasing into Israel. That's more to come. The fear of the Lord. When we finish that series, we're going to be in a whole new church, whole new territory. The church is going to have a whole new maturity because the fear of the Lord is higher than prayer. What? Yeah. What you mean? Well, prayer is to get you to the fear of the Lord. If you get an intimacy with God and God starts touching you and starts showing you and starts revealing things to you and start lifting you and start putting you in places you know you couldn't get there yourself. You understand that the fear of the Lord is a mighty thing. It's an awesome. It's a respect. It's a submission. We all got to get there. Amen. Apostle Peter was to experience breakthrough through the Jews, and Paul among the Gentiles. We've read that. All right. Apostle of the first in time to preach the truth. What? Establish a church. What? Experience a breakthrough in a nation, city, or region. Let me give you an example. The Lord spoke to me down here, this little country town, Darrow, Iowa. Had the opportunity to pastor a church over by Southern University, and with, you know, dignitaries in it. And the Lord come to my office in Darrow and told me, "I'm going to do it here." I said to myself, I didn't tell him that. I know he heard me too. I really thought you were going to use me. Because you can't talk under your breath in the car, you know. I thought he really going to. He said, then he said, "I'm going to send them from the east to west and north and south of my bomb car, put gas in, they'll be glad to drive. When people land, they're going to be looking at Darrow." Well, just the other day, he extended that vision. He told me, he said, "They're coming from the east to west and north, south, from the four corners of the earth." Well, that's through YouTube, through internet. And that's what happened. Now I have people from all over the world and different countries coming left and right wanting to know about the apostolic, about the movement of the Spirit. And said, I've had them say, "I just couldn't go no further where I was." And same thing will start happening in your ministry. I'm going to show you how you open your ministry up for that, because the people of God need to be fed and they need to be strong in these hours. All right? Apostolic ministry is first in rank. Rank is defined as a degree, a position of dignity, or excellence, a grade of official standing. We are all equal in Christ as to salvation. There are different ranks in the Spirit that carry different degrees of authority and power. Whoa, can we accept that? Huh? I don't know much about football. The quarterback is the one who catch the ball and throw it to the runner, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't replace the quarterback because you ain't nobody throw the ball. I'm just trying to give some example of, we have to understand this authority and power. But first is chiefly, which means highest rank of office, of great importance or influence. Now, why am I teaching you this? Because it have not been taught to the body of Christ, and the body of Christ is smothered. She don't know why she's not getting some order she's supposed to get. She don't know why she's not up to some degree that she should be. Many of you all, listen to me, are highly anointed, and God have a genuine call on your life. And what God want to do is snatch you up now and put a stronger anointing on you and give you stronger wisdom, stronger knowledge, stronger understanding that you can go forward. So that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm giving my life for. There's a rank in the spirit realm, the Godhead, among angels, and even among evil spirits. There are ranks. Why shouldn't there be ranks in the church? Mm-hmm. All authority and power is based among ranks. We must be able to receive, walk in it, and discern different rankings in the spirit. Come on now, class. Listen. We must be able to receive, walk, yeah, I call you class, in, and discern different rankings in the spirit. Mm-hmm. Apostle walk and minister in the highest rank. They have enough rank in the spirit to command, to decree, and rebuke with authority. And you know I'll do it. I've done it before. Their rank is within their sphere of authority where they've been assigned. I want you to hear this last part. But they have been assigned by God. See. Now, the only reason I have to teach this virginly, as a virgin teaching, is because most of us, including myself, never heard it. And so I believe the places that God is aiming to send us to be an example in ministry, every one of you all going to have to be alert and aware of what God is doing. We can't have no crybabies. "Oh, he talked to me like that." Oh, just shut up. We're trying to get you somewhere in the spirit. See, that's what it is. People don't understand the rank. They don't understand rebuke. They don't understand rebuke is love. You follow me? And so when I say something to you, you know, I can't be, I can't keep giving you a pacifier if you're going to grow in the spirit. I mean, it's a parallel with the natural. Now, here's another aspect. I'm going to teach you a few more minutes. I've been going a half hour. It looks like I've been going 3 seconds. Apostles are pioneers. Now, I told you, your church, you going to become a pioneer, a pace setter, a pathfinder, and a trailblazer. What does that mean, Apostle Thompson? That means we're going in territory that is virgin, and so you're going to have to pull some things up, plant some things, look like you don't know what you're doing. So let's go back to the help deal. You know, I went in that thing, stopped the girl asking me about chicken. I said, hell no. I mean, all kind of stuff. I'm trying to find out what killing God's people. I knew it wasn't, the devil don't have the right to do that. God wasn't doing it. And so I went for 15, 20 years, round and round in circles, me and my wife, testing things out on our bodies, trying to get what we can teach the body of Christ, what they need to do now. I think I finally hit the place with a revelation of holy living and eating right with the nutrients. I mean, if you've been following me, you know where it's at. Because I don't want to get on it too much because it's in my spirit too, but it's the only disease is nutrition deficiency. I understand. I had to learn from a veterinarian. Isn't that sad? Couldn't learn it from a doctor. Learn it from a veterinarian. So come on, let's go. Apostles are pioneers. Since apostles are set in the church, praised by God, they have what I call, I want you to hear this, a pioneering anointing. Mm-hmm. Now, that same pioneering anointing I started using, David, is in Columbus, Ohio, because he's connected. It's a pioneering anointing. A pioneer is defined as one of the first to settle in a territory. To pioneer means to open or prepare for others to follow. That's what we're doing, LTMA. Apostles have the anointing to invade new areas of revelation. Woo! Ministry, geography. Invade. Money coming. New areas. We, so many of us online are in a better condition because we invaded that territory by God giving us an anointing to do so. They are pathfinders, trailblazers. And all that your apostle is, you become. Ooh, glory to God. Without pioneers, and that's what has happened to the church. Certain areas in the spirit has not been stepped in for many, many years. So listen to this statement. Without pioneers, she has somebody who not concerned about what somebody else say. Mm-hmm. She going in virgin territory in the spirit. Without pioneers, we've become stagnant as a church. And that's what has happened. Lacking progression into new areas. And they keep us moving, and they keep us moving ahead. Apostle, keep you moving. I keep, right now, just snatch the slack out of you. See? Not trying to be all proper. You notice I don't have no proper. But I got power. And that's what I want the churches to have. They keep us on the cutting edge. Now, you know my MVBs are on the cutting edge, and they'll keep you on the cutting edge. And that's important. Let's go back to what Paul said. You had no idea what was happening. You think it's just a money-raising deal. No, it's an idea of how to train you. And when you train in an area, your people will fall right in who are there. Ask some of my men. People fall right into it. But they got to see you doing it right. You trying to get people to do something you ain't doing. And so the apostle ministry will let you go first, and then you can't be guilty and lying because you're not doing it. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Look with me, please. You need to be, right now, all of us need to be on the cutting edge.
Mm-hmm.
They help us set a course for the future. Apostles. Others are blessed by their courage, vision, and strength of the pioneer. Now, pioneers is plural there because if you connect it to a real apostle, you're going to become a pioneer. Others move into new areas because the way is made by the pioneers. Some of y'all in new territory right now, new ways of living, new preaching, new anointing, new prayer, new family relationship right now because of the pioneering factor on the apostolic ministry. Now, I thank God, I give God the glory, but not only my family. My wife, I've been married to my wife for 50 years. My family is in alignment. All of them work in the ministry. My grandchildren coming in the ministry now. Some of them coming out of college, coming into the ministry. They're all aligned because they have been taught by my children what I taught them. So I got my ministry. I'm in alignment. I'm a holy man. And it's by the grace of God for 48 years. My family's in alignment. My wife is in alignment to me. My wife won't even drive in the car ahead of me if she sees me. She'll drop back that I can get ahead of her. Just submission. Just love. Just respect. She's a strong woman. 50 years marriage. No separation. No mess. Ministry. Going full blast, both wealth-wise, health-wise, joy-wise, relationship-wise. Do you ever, Apostle, have an attack? Absolutely. That would make you strong. Do you ever have any setback? I don't go back. I go forward. I press against it. Paul said, I press. He didn't say, I back up. I press toward the mark. I press when something comes up, that means I'm about to be promoted. Some of y'all on this line now, let me close. You're going through something. That's for promotion, child. You're not going to ever have a freedom without something trying to stop you. Because you're going to be able, once you get to a certain anointing, it's flipping fly. You're just going to the next move, going to the next move. Somebody walk on, somebody turn their back on you. Just let them go, let them go. I was trying to minister to a young girl on yesterday. I called her number. I couldn't get her number. And I told her, well, you're going to do what you want because you don't understand the field of the Lord. And then the Lord told her, text and said to her, okay, I love you in the power of the Holy Ghost. I never said that before. But see, that's an apostolic move. I love you in the power of the Holy Ghost. And I left that on her text. Now, it's up to her to get back in contact with me because I want to snatch her out of cult. You see, you're going to have different things that you're dealing with. People override, people got cults out there. We got to be strong in our ministry. Let me close. Others move into new areas because the way is made by the pioneer. Apostles are pioneers. What do you mean they pioneer? They preach new truth, plant new churches, establish new believers. And listen to this fourth one. And invade new territories with the gospel. I love it. Pioneers are not satisfied with settling down and must advance until all the land is possessed. And that's where we are. LTMA, we're possessing the land. Each one of your ministry, you have great potential. Don't be a crybaby. Don't fall back when the MBBs call you and tell you we're going to do this, we're going to do that. It's all for a reason. We don't let people just join LTMA. We want to know what their motives are. We want to know what their backgrounds are. We want to know if they're under their pastor, if they're doing the right thing, et cetera, et cetera. LTMA is not for everybody. I don't want nobody in here who can't flow with the leadership that I've set over them. When the MBBs are talking, they're talking on my behalf because we're on one accord. It's been great talking with you today. I'm going to take up in our next impartation on this. Leroy Jr. have a strong word that I think will capitalize on this hope from God. He spoke to me this morning, and I told him I think I need him to share that word with you, so he's going to share that word with you. Listen very carefully, because in the content of that prophetical word that God gave him, it'll tell you the difference between the physical and the spiritual. And you can't get them mixed up. The physical has no parts here. All we can do is take care of our bodies. But this is a spiritual journey. What we say is, all is well.
We're abiding in peace.
We're abiding in peace. I turn you over to Leroy Jr. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Here's what God spoke to me this morning. It is coming. and you are arriving. It is coming, it's physical. You are arriving, it's spiritual. Whatever you're believing for is coming, and you are arriving in spiritual maturity. Keep letting me order your steps. Every instruction from me leads to maturity. Some instructions will look like I am leading you away from what you are, what you want, but I am maturing you. You are designed to mature. The physical always follows the spiritual. Focus on spiritual maturity. Focus on my instruction. It's already done. It already came. But because the physical is always behind the spiritual in time span, it will look like it's coming. But my instructions will lead you to maturity where it already is.
This is a mother. Let me tell you what the Lord is saying there. It's real powerful because there are some places you have already arrived in the spirit and you don't know it yet because your physical man is trying to tell you you're in one place, but you're in another place. I've had that happen to me sometime past. Now, that's a powerful word. It would be online. Go over and over it because many of you all are already arriving in the spirit, and I thank God for it. Right.